There is Last Night from Dallas Moore from his upcoming release, Gems and Jams, which will be released August 9th. But he'll be back here in Iron Country this coming Saturday night at The Lot at Boxcars. And we want to welcome back to the Big Red the Morning Show our Uncle Dallas Moore. How you doing, Dallas?
Top of the morning, mi amigo. Doing great. How about you, bud?
I'm doing great. It is so good to hear your voice. Now, last time we saw you was around the time that you were releasing Trying to Be a Blessing had just come out. And I know our Iron Country family is ready for a righteous rendering, as you like to say.
Yeah, it has been a minute since Trying to Be a Blessing. We had the Rain album, and then we had No God and War Is, and now we have this upcoming solo acoustic album, Gems and Jams, which thank you for taking that for a spin and telling them all about Last Night. But so we have since the last time I've seen y'all, we've got a lot of new music for y'all, for everybody, and really can't wait to get amongst it with everybody up here in Big Iron Country.
You know, Dallas, you've got this new album, Gems and Jams, coming out in a couple of weeks. I've been fortunate enough to get to preview a copy of it, and I love it. And I have to ask you, what made you decide to do such a stripped-down album?
Well, I've had this idea for several years of doing a solo acoustic record. I've always, because I do a lot of solo acoustic, you know, tours and shows, and I had a lot of folks asking if I was ever going to make an album, you know, that was just me and my guitar like that. And I'd also wanted to do something that brought back some of the older songs that were maybe deeper catalog cuts from earlier in my career that had been out of print for a long time. The record label that I was on all through the 90s, I went out of business, I think, in 2002. So there was a lot of old songs and deep nuggets that were still pretty strong that they've been out of print for some of them over 20 years, you know. And I was driving back from a tour of the West Coast, and I remember driving across New Mexico trying to get back to Texas, and I kind of got in that little driver's trance that you get into out in New Mexico, where the mountains kind of start looking like a mirage and everything. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the light bulb just went off over my head. I was like, "Hey, the solo acoustic album and the thing where I'm bringing back some new versions of some older songs should be the same record." And I said, "It should be called Gems and Jams." And the whole thing just came to me like kind of that. So that's what we did. We set up shop at Soul Records with my brother Brian DeBruler as the engineer and co-producing with me. And everything on this record is as raw and real and stripped down as you can get. It's literally no overdubs or post-production or anything like that. It's just me and my old guitar and 15 songs that I wrote.
It is outstanding. It kind of took me back to your last show in the room, getting to hear those songs so raw like that. And some of them become pretty emotional when you hear them in a different way than being really produced, you know, like most artists do right now.
Right. Yeah. I would say it's a stripped down to the bone as you could possibly get. And that kind of plays into the artwork of the album as well. We had the great Southwestern artist El Rey, who his specialty is like the skeleton kind of people, you know, and, mm-hmm. and all of that kind of stuff. And so when we commissioned him to do the album art, it's because the album was kind of like a play on the whole fact that this album is like me stripped down to the bone. So on the album cover, I'm a skeleton riding my old Harley Davidson.
It is outstanding. I can't wait for people to get to hear this, because like I said, I got to listen to the whole thing. Now, Dallas, it's no secret you spend a lot of time playing shows all over the country, and I got to ask you, in your travels with the crowds that you're seeing, do you see a surge of a new generation of honky tonk and traditional country music fans out there?
Definitely, for sure. Every night, it just seems like it seems like everything is just growing so fast right now. And it's a lot of new folks too. Fortunately for me, now I used to be the young guy. I was always the youngest guy in my band, and I'll be turning 54 on August 7th this year. So now that I'm the old guy in the band, it's pretty pretty cool and awesome to see literally generations of fans. There's people that have been watching me perform for, you know, close to 30 years. And now, you know, their kids, and in some cases, now their grandkids are, wow, are coming to Dallas Morris shows. And it's really, really, really cool. But I'm noticing it, you know, just the independent music scene all across America and all across the world, really, has just really exploded over the last several years. And everybody's playing. It's like us. We play the venues. I always say we play them all, big and small, you know, from big, large festivals to little tiny honky-tonks and listening rooms and everything in between. And we're taking the country to the people, you know, one honky-tonk at a time. And it's really growing our audience, which I always consider our – I never call anybody fans. Everybody's our family and friends. And it feels like we got one big family going right now.
Exactly.
And keeps growing.
It is growing, I know. Now, with the show coming up this Saturday night, tomorrow night at The Lot, it's with your full band. Who do you got with you on this trip, and what can our Iron Country family look forward to?
This version of the Dallas Moore Band that has evolved now is really a super group of my heroes and friends. I've got Mike Bernal on drums.
My old buddy.
And Mike played for Dale Watson for 13 years and also for Gary P. Nunn for a couple years. And he's been with me now for 3.5 years on drums, from Mike Bernal from Austin, Texas. And on lead guitar, I've got brother Will Owen Gage from San Antonio, Texas. And Will was known for many, many years as the San Antonio Kid. He's actually my neighbor in San Antonio now. We live about 5 minutes apart from each other since I've moved to San Antonio full time now. But Will plays with the remaining members of the Texas Tornadoes quite a bit. You know, Augie Myers, Flaco Jimenez, and Ernie Durawa, and those guys. And he's just a very, very powerful guitarist. He plays left-handed and upside down behind his back.
Nice.
All of it. And Will has been with me since last summer on the guitar. And on bass guitar on this trip, we've got Sister Mandy Shuker, who is originally from Lubbock, Texas, and now she's out in Nashville. And she came to play with me because she, back in the day, in her college days, played in a lot of bands with Mike Bernal. And we needed a bass player on a few gigs last year. And he said, hey, let's see if Mandy's available. And she came in and was just a perfect fit. So looking forward to sharing the stage with my three friends here this weekend. It's going to be a great time. The band is very powerful. And there's a lot of improvisation, you know, within and a lot of jamming that goes on within the arrangements of the songs when they take on their live performance. And sometimes I feel like the music just keeps growing and taking it higher and higher. And the level of musicianship of these three cats just makes me a better musician. And it we keep pushing each other. Sometimes I feel like I'm levitating.
Yeah.
It's really, really intense, and it's a damn good time. So, very much looking forward to it.
now, Dallas, I know the record doesn't get released for a couple of weeks. I think August 9th is the release date. Can people pre-order copies, and if so, where can they do that?
Yes, you can. We have all our pre-order packages. We offer vinyl, CDs, T-shirts, and house concerts. And that's all available at DallasMoore.com. On the house concert thing, if you've ever wanted to have me play a solo acoustic show for your wedding or your divorce or your birthday or your retirement party or bar mitzvah, whatever you got, your barbecue, we offer solo acoustic or full band packages, and they're good all the way through 2025 because we have to schedule. We'll just be able to, so if you're planning ahead on something, you know, like if your wedding or retirement party or your barbecue or any type of event, if you're planning ahead, If you get one of those house concert pre-order packages, they're good all the way through 2025. And all that is available at DallasMoore.com. All of the pre-orders, you save money on and you get them, in advance. All of the pre-orders begin shipping next week. I believe that everything is supposed to land at the Soul Records compound on Monday. And that means on Tuesday, everything will start shipping out. So if you already have pre-ordered, everything's on its way. And if you haven't, you've still got a couple of weeks. We're calling last call on it here pretty soon. The pre-order is going to end on July 31st. So you just got a couple more weeks to get in, save a little money, and get the record in advance.
Outstanding. Now, Dallas, we're going to play another song from your upcoming release, Gems and Jams. The song is called Sing My Song. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, that's one of the newer songs. The record is a combination of brand new songs that I've written and older songs that have been out of print for many, many years. And Sing My Song was one of the newer ones I wrote. I wrote this earlier this year, right after we had moved to San Antonio, Texas permanently. I've been down in Texas playing music part-time for 18 years, and I've lived kind of a dual residency in San Antonio between San Antonio, Texas, and Cincinnati, Ohio for the last 8 years. But it wasn't until this year that we made the permanent move to call in San Antonio, Texas, our home. And the song kind of just wrote itself. I was out riding my old Harley-Davidson Road King like I do so many times. And the song just kind of came out of thin air. And when I got home, I picked up my guitar and it just kind of came out. And so that's the first single off of Gems and Jams, Sing My Song.
All right. Now, we're talking to Dallas Moore. He's going to be at the Lot in Clinton over at Boxcars tomorrow night, 7:30 show. Tickets are $25. You can get them at the door, or you can go over there today over to Boxcars, have some fish fry, pick up some tickets. And Dallas, it has been a long time coming. We're excited to have you back in Iron Country for another righteous rendering, as you always put it. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, my friend.
Thank you, Big Red. Appreciate you, brother. We will see you soon.